Albion Radio presents The Aqeedah of the Salaf, presented by Wasim Darasisi.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, wa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. We return back to our series of the belief system of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the belief system of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, returning to our next principle, the principle of the belief of al-wa'd wal-wa'id, the belief of the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the believers of paradise, and the promise and the threat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the hellfire, entering into the hellfire for the disbelievers and for the ones that had disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had stated in many parts, in many verses in the Quran, promising that the believers would enter into paradise and promising that the disbelievers would enter into the hellfire. And this is a belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that we must believe in. And also that Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had taught the Sahaba that it is not known with pure certainty the end or the condition of one's end. So the meaning that we do not know with pure certainty what end we will have. We do not know with pure certainty the end that we will die upon. And this is a very important matter that you must understand, I must understand as a believer, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all just. He is all just. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, with all the great actions that they would do and that we know of, and that we read of, and that we listen to, they were in continuous fear from their end and from the condition that they would die upon. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to say from many different supplications, Allahumma ruzuqni husna al-khatima. O Allah, give me the ability, or give me the righteous ending. Allahumma ruzuqni husna al-khatima. O Allah, give me and bestow upon me a righteous end. Meaning that they would constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make them die upon a end that is worthy, and that is an end that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be happy from, dying upon the religion of La ilaha illallah. And this is coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching the Sahaba and instilling in their hearts that do not think with all your great efforts that you are giving to Islam that it is going to be the case that you will die upon this religion with righteousness. It could be the opposite. And here, from the belief and the beliefs of Ahlul Sunnah, is that we do not say and we do not believe with pure certainty that we will die upon the religion and we will enter into paradise with pure certainty. And we do not say with pure certainty as well that the one that is sinful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he will enter into the hellfire with certainty. This is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the condition of the believer, is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many, wallahu a'lam, will die and they were known to be from the ones that were doing righteous actions, they could enter into the hellfire? And how many that Allah, he only knows, that looked to be from the people that were heading towards hellfire, they will enter into the paradise. And this is due to only one thing, my brother and sister in Islam, and due to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Due to the mercy, Ar-Rahmah wal-Fadl, and the favor upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will and has bestowed upon his believers and has bestowed upon his creation. Without a shadow of a doubt, the ones that have disbelieved and the ones that were kuffar, these, wallahu ta'ala alam, we say yes, they will enter into the hellfire. Because these are the ones that did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aslan, from the start. And they with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from what we see, from what we know, they will enter into the hellfire. But also we say, as we said, the condition of the heart and the correct understanding is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, and He knows all things, and it is in His wisdom, and we do not have that understanding. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he tells us in a hadith shedding light upon this issue. He says, إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمْلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٍ. He says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that from you will come, or from you there will be people that will do the actions of paradise, meaning they will do the actions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us to do. حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٍ. Until there is not between you and entering into the paradise a arm's length. That's how close one would be. Illa dhira. Then he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ. Then it would be ordained. It will be ordained, فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمْلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. Then he will do the actions of hellfire and enter into the hellfire. He continues to say, the Prophet ﷺ, the opposite, وَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ. Also, one would come and he would do the actions of the hellfire. He would do, his life would be seen, it would be seen that he's doing the actions of hellfire. Many sins. Until what? حَتَّى مَا يَكُونُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاعٌ. Also, until there is not only but a arm's length, until that person enters into the hellfire due to these all these actions. But then it would be ordained, فَيَعْمَلُ بِعَمْلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَيَدْخُلُهَا. Then subhanAllah, by the will of Allah, he would do at the end of his life the actions of Jannah, and he would enter into Jannah. My brother and sister in Islam, this is a very, very important topic. That your condition, the condition that you are upon, you are not promised that condition, wallahi. And this is a very emotional topic. Because sometimes, my brother and sister in Islam, you believe or you think that you are doing okay. You think that you are following this religion. You're going to the mosque. You're praying your sunan. You're doing many righteous deeds. You are accompanying the righteous. You are listening to the righteous. You are around the environment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy from. But then the shaitan, Iblis, he comes and he would enter into the heart slowly in creep. And these are from the different tricks of the shaitan. And he would creep into the heart and he would start to pollute your heart, telling you that you are fine. And he would try to make you fall astray bit by bit, starting to leave off certain actions, starting to leave the environments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy from. The shaitan starts to invent to you new goals in your life, which in hindsight might seem to be righteous, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, and you start to fall off the horse, as they say. And then you find that your heart becomes hard, your tongue becomes very sharp, you start to be very rigid, and you start to have a lot of different words against the believers, against the community, against this religion. And then bit by bit, you start to see that success is in different avenues in your life, and. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives you chance after chance to return. He gives you chance after chance to return. And then it could be the reason, as we have seen in this hadith, that you start to do the actions of hellfire, and you could be, and you could die upon that condition. And it is the case with the opposite. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from all the different lessons we can learn from this hadith, he is telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with him is every single condition and every single end is with him. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach the Sahaba from different supplications, Allahumma razuqni husna al-khatima, O Allah, ordain upon me and bestow upon me a righteous death. And we find that this is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that was forgiven all of his sins, a man that there is no man that ever set foot on the face of the earth that had more knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person that would say and stand in the nights crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicating supplications like this, O Allah, bestow upon me a righteous death. And he would teach this to the Sahaba. Why? Because my brother in Islam, my sister in Islam, you are not safe to the extent that you think that you have already touched paradise. And you are not safe to the extent that you are protected from the sparks and the flames of hellfire. The Sahaba would constantly be in fear that they could fall astray. Today, we are in a condition, we find the community, we find the Muslims, that we have, some of us have this understanding that that's it, we are going to enter into paradise, and these are the actions that I'm bringing with me, and these are the things that I have learnt, and this is the reason why I should enter into paradise. And this is not the case, and this was not the condition of the believers in the past. This was not the condition of the Sahaba. This was not the condition of the great men, the great scholars, the great ulama that came from before us. And if we would return to the Siyar, we would return back to the different stories of a Salaf, we would find that the Salaf were constantly in fear about the end. And they would be constantly renewing their intentions, and they would be constantly checking the conditions of their hearts. Because here, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us and showing us, that we are not guaranteed paradise, my brother and sister in Islam. And we should be constantly working and striving towards the mercy of Allah. And that's why it's from the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah in relation to this topic, that you will not enter into the paradise unless it is by the mercy and it is by the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless it is by the mercy and unless it is by the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from the belief system of Ahlul Sunnah. Because the deeds that you offer, the deeds that you come with on the Day of Judgment, they are not enough to buy the paradise that Allah has created and set forth for the believers. It doesn't matter how great of deed you bring. It doesn't matter how sincere that deed is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is not for His mercy that He has bestowed upon you this religion of Islam, and it is not from the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven you your sins, then you would not be in the running. You would not have the chance to enter into the paradise that He had created. And this is also due to the favor of Allah upon you, giving you the religion. If it was not for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your heart would not be softened and directed towards the religion of Islam. And you would have easily been from the believing people that are walking in between you today, like you walk in between them today, like it is nothing. And this is from the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from the belief system of Ahlul Sunnah, that we believe we are not guaranteed. So we must strive and we must continue to renew our intentions constantly, continuously. And we should not, for a shadow of a second, think that we do not need to do the actions that we started doing. And now that we are elevating in status with Allah, now we are more righteous, and this is from the tricks of shaitan. Also, the Prophet ﷺ He tells us, من مات وهو يعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. من مات وهو يعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة. Here the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying that whoever dies and he believes in his heart that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will enter into paradise. This is showing us that whoever believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with action, acting upon the belief that he believes in his heart, then inshallah he will be from the ones that enter into the paradise. And as we said, this is general. This is general. And even for the ones that come on a day of judgment and they have to filter and they have to cleanse themselves from the sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown them in their books, then they will soon or later enter and return back to the paradise. And this is due to the mercy and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. Here, in relation to the topic that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the ones that had disbelieved in Islam, the ones that had taken associations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, and the hypocrites that would enter into the fire. And this is from Al-Wa'id. This is from Al-Wa'id. And the hadith which was previous is from Al-Wa'd, that Allah had promised the ones that believe in Allah and they follow the religion of Islam with action and sincerity, that would that they would enter into paradise, and the ones that had disbelieved, they would enter into the fire. And also from the belief system upon this topic is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised certain individuals that they would enter, and they are guaranteed to enter into the paradise. They were guaranteed. And from them are the 10 that were given the glad tidings of paradise. The 10 that were given the glad tidings of paradise. They are Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Abu Bakr in fil Jannah, wa Umar fil Jannah, wa Uthman fil Jannah, وعلي في الجنة وطلحة في الجنة والزبير في الجنة وعبد الرحمن ابن عوف في الجنة وسعد ابن أبي وقاص في الجنة وسعيد ابن زيد في الجنة وأبو عبيدة ابن الجراح في الجنة. And here, these are the 10 المبشرون أو المبشرين بالجنة. With the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, specifically in this hadith, he said that they would enter into the paradise. They would enter into the paradise and they were guaranteed paradise. And this is a indication also to refute and to reject the belief and the note that anyone would say that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar were from the ones that went against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For the ones that rejected the companionship and the sincerity and the loyalty of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and Umar radiallahu anhu to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a hadith which is sahih, that was narrated upon the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, starting with the guarantee to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and to Umar radiallahu anhu. And this is a disease, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us far away from this disease, speaking in ill about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not just any companions, the great, great companion Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as-Siddiq, the truthful, the one that believed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when everyone had doubts upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the great Umar al-Faruq, the great Umar al-Faruq, the one that was the criterion between righteousness and the one that was the criterion between truth and falsehood. This great man radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith, if there was to be a prophet that would come after me, it would be Umar radiallahu anhu, the man that said Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent down different verses from the Quran to say and to tell the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Umar's opinion in this matter is correct and you should take this opinion. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide the ones that have spoken ill about these great, great pillars of Islam, these great companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is another indication to show us that we believe in the promise, the wa'ad. And this is another wa'ad, this is another promise from Allah telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that these individuals would enter into paradise. And also there were different individuals or different people that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that they would enter into paradise as well. From them, Al Yasir, the family of Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu anhu. The family of Ammar ibn Yasir. Yasir, his father, and Sumayya, his mother, from the first to be martyred in Islam, and they will enter into the paradise. Wa Bilal ibn Rabah, the one that the Prophet ﷺ, he said to him, the great Mu'adhin, the great Bilal, that I heard your footsteps in paradise. And Ja'far ibn Abi Talib, wa Zayd ibn Haritha, wa Abdullah ibn Rawaha, wa Fatima, the daughter of Rasulullah ﷺ, and different individuals as well. And these are all different promises from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told him and showed him that they would enter into the paradise as well. They were given the wa'ad, they were given the promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they would enter into paradise. And also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us and revealed to us that there will be certain individuals that would enter and they will be guaranteed the fire. From them, Abu Lahab. From them, the enemy of Islam, Abu Lahab. And from them also, his wife. And different individuals as well. And also, from the belief system of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, is that we do not, as we said previously, we do not say with pure certainty and belief that anyone would enter into the paradise or exit or enter into the hellfire without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dalil towards that, and the dalil, the evidence towards that, is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَلَوْلَا فَضُّ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَ مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, and if it was not for the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rahmah, then you would not be from the ones of paradise. You would not be from the ones of paradise and the loved ones and the close ones to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith, مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يدخله عمله الجنة. ما من أحد يدخله عمله الجنة. He said there is no person that would enter into the paradise with his deeds. They said to him, they said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, ولا أنت, and even you, O Prophet of Allah. He says, ولا أنا, and even not me. He says, إلا أن يتغمدني ربي برحمة. That only if it was the case that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would encompass me or favor me with his rahmah, with his mercy. And this again, as we stated before, is an evidence towards that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be the reason that we would enter into the paradise and be saved from the hellfire. And we do not say with pure certainty that a person, if he does an action or he does actions from the hellfire, that he would enter the hellfire. And we say that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great, and we should always remind the sinful of the mercy of Allah. We should always remind the sinful of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in many instances in the Quran, giving hope to the sinful and even giving hope to the disbelievers and admonishing them to return and to see and look and remind themselves of the creations of the heavens of the earth and to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving hope to the sinful and giving hope to the ones that have lost hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any reason, saying to them, tell them, O Muhammad, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Tell the ones that have fallen short with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ones that have wronged themselves, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is able to forgive all of the sins of a person in one instance. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, most gracious. For here this is an indication to show us that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great, and we do not say with pure certainty that a person, if he does the actions of the hellfire and he is a believer, that he is going to enter the hellfire without a doubt. We say that we hope for that person, we hope for that person to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. The forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. And also we believe in the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that every single person's time is known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is a certain time they will pass. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ دَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says every soul shall taste death. Every soul shall taste death. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it was not for any soul to die except it was by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was a time that was ordained by Allah. It was a time that was ordained by Allah. It was written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we believe from the belief system of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that our time of death is noted and known with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is written in al-lawh al-mahfuz, it is written in the sacred tablet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is sealed. And also we believe from the different beliefs of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, يَعْتَقِدُونَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِالْجَنَّةِ وَوَعِيدِهِ بِتَعْذِيبِ الْعُصَاتِ الْمُوَحِّدِينَ وَتَعْذِيبِ الْكُفَّارِ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي النَّارِ حَقَّ. That whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said and promised in regards to the reward of the believers in paradise or with paradise and with the ta'adhib, with the threat and the punishment of the sinful from the believers and from the entering of the kuffar, from the entering of the disbelievers into the hellfire, this is truth, haqq. It is truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak unless He speaks the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's words are truth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَنُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقًّا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us that, and the ones that do righteous deeds, we will enter them into the paradise. From under which the rivers it will flow, forever they will abide in there. Verily, verily, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is haqq, is truth, and who can be more of truthful, or who can be more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in speech? And we still to say that this is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truthful speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the truthful words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the uncreated words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, promising the believers that do righteous deeds that they will enter into paradise if they do these righteous deeds sincerely, and it will be by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it will be by the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will enter. And the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the truth, and the disbelievers that will enter into the hellfire, and this is due to the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ones that have sinned against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are the sinful believers, they could or could not enter into the hellfire, and that is also returning back to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the wa'ad, this is the promise of Allah, and this is the wa'id, this is the threat of Allah, and it is the truth, and we believe in it, and it is from the principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.